On the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
It's the Angelica Tour of Hamilton through April 26th at the CIBC Theater, 18 West Monroe Street. I'll tell you, the lines are almost outside the door. So if you want tickets, get tickets before they are all gone. On the phone now, A.D. Weaver, Aisha Sugu. And Aisha, you play a lot of roles in this show. Is that in some ways more challenging than just saying, oh, you've got that role, like you've done in Chicago, actually, at the Marriott Theater in the Chicago area, when you were in Carol King, the musical? Is that a tougher gig in some ways?
You know, I would say in some aspects, just because not only am I on stage every night doing my own role and my own track, but I also cover all three of the Skyla sisters throughout the show. And so learning the show at first was a little bit hard, but then on top of that, I still have to go to the rehearsals and make sure that I have those tracks like in the back of my head. So at any given moment, I can be ready to go on for either of those roles on top of doing my own role, you know? So I would say in some ways it can be complicated because there are some roles where they cover the roles off stage, and then there's some on stage covers. And so there's different responsibilities, but that's the job. So
it is. And Aisha, you've appeared in Chicago before, but A.D. Weaver, you are Chicago. Quite literally. Yeah, you are from here, at least Northwest Indiana, and that counts. What's more, you've performed at the Goodman Theater, Black Ensemble Theater, perhaps elsewhere, I think Drury Lane Theater. So you, you've been around town, and you're on all our TVs. So Law and Order, SVU, and on American Greed, and the list of shows goes on. And when you heard you were going to play A.D. Weaver as the father of our country, did you feel like a lot of weight on your shoulders?
Yeah, I immediately felt the responsibility of just wanting to do well in the role, wanting to represent myself well, wanting to represent the cast. I don't really the audition process. I was just really telling myself to not get ahead of myself. The audition process was more so nurturing than grueling. I'll say you could tell that they were really on your side and they really wanted to pull the best out of you, as if they knew that they wanted you from, you know, day one. So I remember going through the process, just taking it day by day, getting all the notes and incorporating all of the things that they needed me to incorporate into the performance, and actually finding out there were so many parallels to myself and the character.
A.D., you've played, you've done many of these interviews, I'm sure, but I'm about to ask you a question I suspect you've never been asked, at least quite this way, before.
Okay.
George Washington like Mary Tyler Moore? Let me explain. Mary Tyler Moore, she knew when to leave, right? George Washington could have gone, I guess, on and on and on. And at that point, there was no previous example of what, but George Washington said, this is when I'm going to step down. Does my question there have any relevancy, particularly to today?
I think historically, I think after, you know, finally getting from under the control of Great Britain and not wanting, you know, democracy to turn into a dictatorship, as they were, you know, finally free from that. I believe Washington felt in that time that he had done everything that he could to lay the framework for this nation to rise up and be great. And, you know, as I say in the song, after 45 years of, you know, my life, of every decision waking up, impacting millions of people, I think he was ready to, you know, leave on top and leave while the framework was still tangible. And there was something to pass along.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Leave on top, just like Mary Tyler Moore, just like I said.
Yeah.
So Aisha, I'm about to put the pressure on you here. I am guilty.
Right?
I'm guilty now of not being a very good interviewer, because I'm assuming people know the story of Hamilton and what the show is about. But that is not, you know, that the show has been maybe the most successful show on stage in the past 20 years or so that the show has been around. But I can't assume that everyone knows the story. So I leave it to you to tell us briefly what that story is.
Yeah. So Hamilton is a story that is based on a man named Alexander Hamilton, who is an immigrant to the United States of America. He comes in on a boat. He is an orphan to the Caribbean and a key figure to the American Revolution and the U.S. Treasury Secretary, and as well as one of the founding fathers of our nation. And so he comes into the greatest city in the world, which is New York. I think it's the second, because I think Chicago is the best. However,
yes,
he comes into New York City to try and build a life, and he does so, and he runs into so many different important figures in the country and important people of his life, just like Aaron Burr, who becomes one of his closer friends, and they grow a relationship throughout the show as well, and then meets George Washington. He becomes his greatest mentor. He meets the love of his life, Eliza Hamilton, and so there's so many different aspects on this man, and from the top to the bottom, it's just an experience on how he has affected our country. The good, the bad, the ugly, everything about it. And you get a really good history lesson on top of that as well. So.
Yeah, and great music. And these, they're imperfect people. Now, I just looked it up, and as is often the case, I am wrong. Hamilton first premiered off-Broadway at the Public Theater in New York City on January 20th, 2015. My question to you, though, Aisha, will this be around forever? Like, I don't know, Fiddler on the Roof or Oklahoma?
Or Chorus Line or Phantom or Wicked or any of these really huge shows. Personally, I think the show has continued to stand the test of time, and the greater themes of this story about, like, what will people remember you for, like, when you die, I think they become so universal and so many people can relate to it that I think it will, as we have seen, it will stand the test of time, whether it is still on Broadway or still touring. I think the story in and of itself will still continue to be such a monumental part of our society.
The
music will live on.
AD, in some ways, is this show us versus them? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's very much so one of the universal things. And I think that's woven throughout when we say us versus them. Of course, it's us as, you know, the United States versus, you know, the Great Britain control. But then there's also the forces of good versus evil, the forces of the paradigm of the different classes. You know, you have Aaron Burr, who is, you know, by right, he did everything right. He's a trust fund baby, and he has this pedigree. But then you have Hamilton, who, you know, is a bastard orphan and was not supposed to, you know, rise up the ranks. But for whatever reasons he did, there's that battle. And I think it's really universal. It rings true to so many people, to so many people's lives. I think that's part of the staying power that everyone at some point has felt like the underdog, and felt like they had to fight their way from obscurity of some type to rise to the top of the ranks.
AD, I have one more question for you. The most important question, as George Washington, did you ever tell a lie?
As George Washington or as AD?
I'll take either one.
Well, I guess that's just left up to interpretation.
Oh, so both may have told a lie, a fib, at some point in time. But I'll tell you, when you perform, those wooden teeth are in. You sound great. In fact, if next week I cannot be on the radio, your pipes are amazing, and You'd be a great fill-in for me. A.D. Weaver, Aisha Sugu, thank you so much. The Angelica Tour of Hamilton through April 26th at the CIBC Theater, 18 West Monroe Street in Chicago. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.